This is Lantari Sunday, smack dab in the middle of Lent. Day tradition tells us fasting rules can be met. The church allows
the day to relax from the spiritual fast of the past few weeks. So here's a poem to lighten our thoughts from the weight of the shoulds and some of the oughts. If we're not careful, we might even learn a little bit more about how to discern that salvation through Christ is ever affirmed because God's grace can never be earned. But here we are in the periodic event of the faithful soul's discontent, of intentions misspent. We circumvent the grace God sent. Or, to a lesser extent, we lament in this season of Lent. What are we to make of this time ash-strewn? It's a time for us to reattune, reminded the soul is worthily renewed, for the paschal full moon will arrive very soon. Perhaps we pray, like the saints in their day, for fellow humans who have lost their way, both those who are near and those far away, or dare I say, for disciples gathered here today. But on this day, we pause the disciplines planned. There's something more to understand in God's heavenly plan than simply a self-reprimand at our own hand. The spiritual exodus will be restored to the land, and the coming of Christ will bring a new command that will expand the notion of promised land. We're doing a different thing today. Jesus teaches a new way. This is, after all, the Lord's Day. We need not fall prey or let faith go astray by the sin-sick soul in dismay. Shame and guilt prayers we can delay. There will be time enough to repent and repay, resuming at sundown later today. While the Lenten season is a valley of darkness through which penitents journey in spiritual starkness, the Lenten season is not meant to be heartless and is not intended ever to harm us. Lantari Sunday is a brief haven within the season to be awakened, to feel the movement of the Spirit hasten to deepen a faith unshaken. Satan's temptations are abominations. His false promises are a misshapen aberration of creation. But Christ's love is a demonstration and a compassionate declaration of God's dedication to grace and peace to every nation. And today is a confirmation for our congregation of this celebration. Use a new wineskin for this new wine. Refine your prayer time. Make clean clothes and healthy food your design. Let Lenten disciplines today define a realign for your heart, your soul, and your mind. You who partake of the fruit of the vine are beloved, after all, of the divine. Rest in the joy that Jesus loves you. Renew your spirit in the presence of three or two. Use the Lenten season to accrue graces for the valleys you go through. It is the light of Christ that we look to as we review the life that we pursue. May God bless us too in all the journeys we go through. Let those Lenten disciplines that we do call us back to Christ as disciples renewed. Make no mistake, this Lantari Sunday break is offered for you to take. Tomorrow, we'll resume the shape of a penitential ache. Toward Holy Week, we make, and the evils that there await. Enjoy that piece of chocolate, or whatever you've abstained. Build up your resolve for the story that remains. Sin and temptation run a crafty campaign, but we know that love will remain. And today we rest up to sing our refrain. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will rise again.